The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
And my kids were all in bed and they were napping. And it was the day when you have to click, click, click the TV. And I click, click, click. And there was James and Betty and they were doing the mission feeding. I was drawn to their compassion and truly to Betty's honesty. And I think also that they spread the gospel when they do it. Sharing the gospel is truly feeding people, feeding their souls, and that's what I see in Life Outreach. That's their main goal. But it's hard to listen to people if you're really hungry.
Next on Life Today.
It is such a joy to share this time with you. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are thrilled to be able to talk to you about something I know you're going to enjoy. We were just commenting as we were looking at these little bowls that say a blessing in every bowl. And on the opposite side, you can see the little orange bowl and mission feeding. And Betty commented, it matches my sweater perfectly. I want you to know that this is almost seems like an understatement unless you really understand the extent of the blessing. When you give people food to eat, and that is, now literally think about this, that is the cure-all for everything that ails them. Betty and I support St. Jude, and we'll support any outreach that's effective, especially when they are giving the assistance in a charitable fashion, which is, I think, the way a lot of us think. We want to do something to help people that really need help. But when you take this, it would kind of like that we say to St. Jude's, we just found the perfect cure for cancer, and it's a blessing. And everybody would say, oh, isn't that wonderful? And what if you knew that you could give that blessing? See, which is what we do when we support St. Jude's. We're giving that care. We're giving that attention, and we're supporting the research to try to find the blessing and the answer. And so when you find it, I mean, it's just thrilling. Betty, one of the things that you and I have told our viewers over and over is that you and I don't experience any greater blessing than to know we're blessing someone else.
That's right.
And our viewers are telling us they're experiencing the same thing.
There's something that I think spiritually is fulfilling, James, when we give out to others. There's something inside us that happens as Christians that we feel like the fulfillment of the Lord is being expressed when we reach out and help somebody else.
Have you ever heard someone on a newscast express gratitude for somebody? Maybe it was a firefighter or a law enforcement officer or someone who saved their lives, someone who's been rescued, how grateful they are. Have you ever heard the person that reached out and saved that life talk about what it meant to them? And you know they will almost unanimously say, don't call me a hero. I just did what people do. I just did the right thing. Well, Betty, when our friends help us give food, give water, and we have another little bowl here. By the way, you're going to treasure these. We're going to send them to you. Because this is what you do. Share life in word and deed. Don't just talk about it. Life, live it, give it. You've heard us say these things so many times. Now, you can use these. You can actually use them perhaps to serve something in, but you're going to actually take them probably. You'll take them in this beautiful presentation case. And I mean, this is the kind of thing you could just prop up and people see it and they'd begin to ask you about it. And do you know when you tell people what a blessing it is to help others, you'd be surprised how inspired they are to do it. I want you to listen to a couple that expresses what many of you have communicated in emails or written notes or even when you call the prayer center to talk about the joy of making a difference in someone's life. Listen to this wonderful testimony of a couple that I think are going to inspire you, and I think they'll illustrate what we're talking about, the blessing, the joy of sharing.
My kids were all in bed and they were napping. And it was the day when you have to click, click, click the TV. And I click, 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 and there was James and Betty, and they were doing the mission feeding. I remember seeing, that I'll never forget, is when Betty was pouring the soup into the bowls. And they were talking about how the little kids would burn their hands, with my children all cozy in their air-conditioned beds, sleeping with their sweet blankets, and watching a mother with a filthy blanket around her dying child. I couldn't handle it. I was drawn to their compassion and truly to Betty's honesty. And I think also that they spread the gospel when they do it. Sharing the gospel is truly feeding people, feeding their souls, and that's what I see in Life Outreach. That's their main goal. But it's hard to listen to people if you're really hungry.
There comes a time in your life where you want to do it, but you have obligations where you can't be the ones to go do it. And we call ourselves money missionaries because we like to finance the people that can go. God has blessed us so greatly with a business and five children and grandchildren that we can be part of it, getting it done.
The truth is that we just give. We don't give to count. We don't give to get. We just give.
It is the most exciting investment you can make when you're doing God's work. I mean, that's exciting to be able to write a check. You just know their honesty that it's going to be used diligently and where it needs to be. Knowing you've been obedient to God is a blessing.
Oh, it's the greatest joy of all. And when I take the me out of it, the obedience, this is what I desire for you to do because it's good for you. It's good for me to be able to give. And we're not perfect people by any stretch, and we haven't lived perfect lives. But we want to have a perfect love for God and His people.
I can't describe how much that touches my heart to see their joy, but even there at the end when I watched hands extending a bowl. And, you know, we're giving these little bowls that they're going to become topics of conversation around your home as you display them. They're beautifully created to just remind people. But, Betty, when I watched then as we extended that we were, you know, the missionaries and all the workers are putting the food in these bowls, it really takes us back. Think about this. 25 years we've been doing this. And Betty, I know that Peter quit reporting the numbers of children saved, somewhere around 10 million that we already knew their lives had been saved from crisis. And when we told you that if you would just give a bowl of food, and you'd be giving them life. And the thing that touches me when I see this bowl, Betty, is how it even came to be. This is a heat-resistant bowl. And the way we got it is we kept holding up on the mission field. I would ask a child to let me have what they were bringing, and this is actually nicer than the containers most of them brought. But they would bring some kind of a dirty old can or something that would hold the food, and of course when you put that hot porridge in here, it would burn their hands. And so that really disturbed me. And then we saw what really tore us up, where they would bring little plastic bags that might have held some other item. And it was totally inadequate for something hot. And when we would put the soup in it, it would often burn right through the bottom. And when it hit the ground, the little child, Betty, would just dive down and start scooping up the dirt, trying to get the soup. Well, our viewers saw this, and they said to us, "Why can't you give those children a bowl?" And the missionary's response was, I've told you this before, but it bears repeating, "No, we're not going to give children that are starving to death a bowl and spend money on that. We're just trying to save their lives. These kids are dying." And you know what you said? Do you want to know what you said to us as directly as you could say it? You said, "We'll give them the bowls too." And you did. And Betty, this incredible gesture of love, think about this, saving millions of lives. But now let me tell you where we are right now. We've got 400,000 children that we've already located. In most instances, they're already pretty well organized into areas where we can feed them. In other words, where they can come and gather, and the hot porridge mix will be provided by the mission workers that are overseen by the full-time missionaries. You remember what Joel Osteen's dad said to us before he died? John Osteen called and said, James, you and Betty have brought the mission fields of the world into our homes. Thank you. I'm a mission-minded pastor, and you have let us see the power and the love of missions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, do you remember when we started? We didn't know if people would help. So we sold things. We did the same thing Peter Pretorius did. We came up with what we could. But when you heard, just like the couple you just listened to, when you heard and saw, you said, we not only want to give them food, we want to give them bowls. And then you actually have led us not only to drill water wells, but to feed children once they're stabilized at schools. And we inspired school feeding around the world. Even the World Food Program now has jumped on that because it works. All of this, think about this. All of it came because people like you. You saw a need. You said, let's meet it. Now, I want you to see where we are right now. 400,000 children organized. We need the food for the next months. $30, $50, or $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. There was a time when it covered 6 months. Now it's less than that. So we have to go out and continue working a little harder to bring it up, or we have to say to you, do better than you've ever done before, because it doesn't go quite as long. And we only come to you twice a year directly and say, please, please help us feed those children. 400,000. I want you to look in and see one example of the tens of thousands that need a touch of God's love through you. In just a moment, you're going to be able to change everything for this child and thousands just like it by just doing what God tells you to do. Watch very prayerfully. Do not turn away. Say, God, give me the joy of sharing a miracle. Not just praying for one, but becoming a miracle for children like this.
Right now, Angola is experiencing one of the worst droughts in years, destroying crops and impacting the lives of nearly 2 million people. As a result, over 100,000 children under the age of 5 are suffering with severe malnutrition. One of those children is named Elena. She's almost 2 years old, but she only weighs 18 pounds. Elena's mother, Rosalina, came to a malnutrition clinic desperate for her daughter to be healed. Elena's skin disease can be a fatal symptom of malnutrition. When a child is not getting enough food, the lack of protein results in large, painful lesions all over the body. If treated early enough, the skin lesions can be healed. But the long-term effects of malnutrition will be with a child for the rest of their lives. The cure for malnutrition is simply food. A daily bowl of food will keep children out of the malnutrition clinics and give them the life they deserve. That's the miracle of mission feeding.
All of those bowls that you saw right there in that line at the last, as you noticed, were empty, but they won't be for long because someone like you gave them the food that they will receive in that bowl. And when you see a little girl like Elena and then hear her mother talk about not having the nutrition even from her own breast milk, and we know that we really are the solution, I don't think I could even comprehend how a person could look and know that I could help 3 children or 5 or 10 like that and save their lives. They wouldn't want to immediately do something to help us. I believe our viewers will help us.
I do too. You've always helped us, and please continue to. But you know, I watch that and I think we have so many what we call reality shows on TV. Not anything real like this. This is reality that you just saw. These babies are perishing because they don't have the nutrition they need so desperately. This is a real need, but it is also a real opportunity because as we go, we reach out and we feel the needs of these children, which the mothers are watching suffer so much and they feel so helpless. But if we can know that as feeding their children, we can meet that need of their child, which they care about so very much and would give their own lives for, then we have the opportunity to present Christ to them, and they can see the real love of Jesus demonstrated through us. And I know that's what you want, because that's the reason you give. That's the reason you care, is because of the love of Jesus in your heart.
And I don't know a better way to express it, not just in word, but indeed in action. When we enable those missionaries to extend loving hands, the loving hands of God, it's like the touch of Jesus. And right now, we have in Angola, because of a serious drought, we've got 100,000 children that are in an emergency crisis situation. In other words, Betty, they're headed for those malnutrition clinics if they can even get there, which is the last hope. We want to get to them before they have to take them to that kind of clinic, because most of them will never get there. They'll never even get close to it, because they're out in remote areas and the missionaries in love have found them. And so we're asking you to dial the telephone number there on the screen, take your bank card, use it the best way you'll ever use it as a life card, and make the largest gift you can. Now, I just referenced the 100,000 children that are facing death because of the drought in Angola. Now, that's like an ultimate crisis on top of a crisis. So I've actually begun praying, and some of our staff, as we listened to the missionaries' appeal and we got our reports back and our mission team returned to tell us, they said, do you think it would be possible? Because in order to touch those 100,000 children, it's going to take $1 million just for that. And then you can multiply it out for the other 400,000. So we're talking about raising a tremendous amount of money. But they said, do you think in order for us to get really on top of this situation immediately for the 100,000 facing death in Angola, could you ask 1,000 of your viewers to give $1,000? Then we would have those 100,000 children that are in crisis situations right now, we would be able to give attention to it immediately. If there's any way you can give $1,000, please do it. Put it on your bank card, write a check, make it to Life. Call us and tell us you're mailing it, or you can go online and make it. But now keep this in mind. We've got 400,000 overall that must have the food, that must have our support. If you can give 30, 50, or 100, and please don't look at that in light of the larger gift I referenced as unimportant, because for the 3 children like Elena and others, or 5 children, or 10 children, that 30, 50, or 100 will provide the food for, that's no small thing. It's huge. It's life-giving, life-changing. Would you please, even now, go to the phone or go online and make the gift God put on your heart? We have some gifts to bless you, to say thank you, to help you grow spiritually. 2 books that I wrote and our son Randy wrote that I promise will be a source of inspiration. Please make the gift God inspires and leads you to make, and thank you for it.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for our feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you this inspirational 2-book gift set. A Dad's Blessing by James Robison is packed with valuable fatherly wisdom and insight for dads of all ages. Rise Above by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison, will show you how to soar far above the circumstances of life and go higher in your walk with God.
With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you'll receive our Blessing Bowls, a great way to teach your family about giving and a daily reminder of God's provision for hungry and hurting children. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Some see suffering like this and say it proves God is not real. Or worse, that he exists, but he's indifferent to the suffering of the people he made. But the truth is, it's in these very situations that the hand of God is most present. And you can see him if you look with the right eyes. God is here, in the hands of a mother, doing all she can to sustain a sick child. He's here, in the hands of doctors and nurses, holding back the onslaught of death in their countries. And he's here, in the hands of the missionaries who give all just to see one more life saved. But we can't do it alone. To touch those areas of greatest need requires help from people like you. Because in the end, the extent to which we can be the hands of God is in yours.
Boy, that is so beautiful, and I've just got to tell you, it's, you know, we just watched our grandson Luke. You saw him extend his hands there. He's been in the mission field several times. We just witnessed his wedding to a beautiful, beautiful girl in love with Jesus, and we're so proud. That's our first grandchild to be married, and Betty, to see him extend his hands, it really is the hands of Jesus, and it excites me because our viewers help all of that take place.
You sure do, and thank you so much. And I'm going to ask you again, will you reach out with your hands of love and let's help these children? Please do it with us.
I think it was so very appropriate to be showing you how all of those hands really do represent the hands of Jesus. And as you could see the doctors, as you could see the relief workers, you could see mission workers who are expressing love, you could see our grandson extending his hand. Just remember this, they're able to do that because of what your heart and your hands express. In other words, if you just look and then turn away, they're basically empty-handed. And I would say that could only happen, surely, if people were empty-hearted or they're only wrapped up in themselves. I still believe throughout the free world and even in the areas where people are struggling for freedom, deep down inside, I believe there's a care in the lives of those who claim to know God, who loves us all so much that he gave his son. I know there's a desire to give because Jesus, the greatest gift and the greatest giver, said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So would you be the hands extending today to dial that number, to take your bank card and make the largest gift you can? If you could be one of 1,000 people to give $1,000, and it may be that God has just blessed you in a special way, and you might say, I can do more than that. Well, I believe you will. But could you be one of 1,000 who'll give 1,000? Would you be one who'd say, James, I can't do that, but I'll tell you what I can do. I can put the hands of God's love on 10 children and give them food, and I'll make a $100 gift. $30, $50, that's no small item. That's huge because 3 children are represented who will be fed with your $30 gift. 5 children with your $50 gift. Whatever God's impressed you to do, please dial that number. If you should, by chance, get a busy, that's not necessarily a negative. That just means a lot of people won't extend the hands of love. But you be determined hands and a determined heart, and you call until you get through. Or you can go to lifetoday.org, go online, use your bank card, and make the gift God puts on your heart. Now remember, if you write a check, and many people still do, make it to Life, but call the number and tell us what you're sending in, because we really need to let the missionaries know the support is on the way. You're not going to be empty-handed, and those bowls are not going to be empty. Thank you for making that life-giving call.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for our feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you this inspirational two-book gift set. A Dad's Blessing by James Robison is packed with valuable fatherly wisdom and insight for dads of all ages. Rise Above by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison, will show you how to soar far above the circumstances of life and go higher in your walk with God. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you'll receive our Blessing Bowls, a great way to teach your family about giving and a daily reminder of God's provision for hungry and hurting children. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You to know, you will receive for any gift a dad's blessing. Now, you know some dad that needs a little inspiration. This is a simple read. You could read it in an hour, maybe an hour and a half at the most, and just bestow blessings on children. Randy wrote Rise Above. This is a phenomenal teaching about how God in supernatural power will lift you higher than you ever dreamed to soar in the presence of God. You want to get these books, we'll send them to you to say thank you. Betty and I say, in behalf of the missionaries and the families and children whose lives you are in very likely saving, we say thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.